So it all starts with one, we're still learning one word. What was the fikach? Mishnah says, you want to know why we split the airspace. And you want to know why we split the building material when the wall falls coming down. You want to know why? Because, lefikach, because we know for a fact they built it together. That's the whole Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. That's the approach of Mishnah. Because we know for a fact they built it together, therefore, da da da. The new one was the Gemara's Kasha. For a second, the Gemara says, what do you mean, therefore? Of course you split it. Why would you think otherwise? It's a Suffolk Mammon. Gemara says, no. Hokumaiskina, that fell into one of their rishuses. So what's clear for the Gemara? That if it's a Suffolk Mammon, just a plain, outright Suffolk Mammon, what do you do? You click, right? That was the whole flaw of the Gemara that fell. The Gemara had to make it a case where there's a muchsaf to explain why you need lafika for. But forget lafika and the fact yet that if a wall comes tumbling down, stop. Reuven and Shimon built the wall together, it comes tumbling down, and it's right smack in the middle, and the materials are equally distributed, and they're in the middle of the street, though. I don't care where the wall is. What are you doing? You have a suffering mama. So I said, well, everybody knows what you're doing. You have a suffering mama. What do you do? Does everybody in the world know? Maron but a suffering chokin. Right? Who thinks that's true? I hope nobody puts their hand up. There is one Tana in all of Shas who actually said such a thing. Called Mom, that phrase, Mom and Amutal Besafi Cholkin, is attributed to one man and one man alone. Who was that man? Same as Sumchas. He was a Talmud Muvuk of Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says he could pull anything over you. The Gemara in the end of the first purpose in heaven says he was so sharp, you let him talk long enough, he'll tell you that a sheretz is done. The Gemara says, Yochel Taras Hasheretz. Talmud Yachel Esh, Rabbi Meir, Sumcha Shemai, Yochel, Chamisha Taim, he has 50 reasons, 50 svaras to be Mataras Hasheretz. Taisus calls the Zerhedrin, and they're Rabbi Natam, he said, what kind of light something is that? The Taras says Hasheretz is Tomis. So Rabbi Natam gives you a shtickle Taira to what kind of Hasheretz in Sumcha's as 50 Kavachimers was. Rabbi Natam couldn't even take the Gemara. Even the pilpul of Sumcha's, Rabbi Natam had to analyze that and redo it and revamp. But Taisus, they didn't let you get away with anything. You can't, you can't get a day off from Taisus. They just go at you. It's because all the country back special Torah. No. So the Hedek Tana Sumchus is quoted in many, many places in Shas, in the fifth parak of Kama Kama, eighth parak of Metzia, third parak of Vavasra, you name your Bava, he's in there somewhere. Sumchus says, Mamon Mutlu Safi Chokim. And you know what the Gemara says about him? About Chacham and Maimrim, nobody else thought he was right. Because what did everybody else say? What do you do? Hamotz b'chavela v'raya. Zechal gol b'tim. What do you mean, Mamon Mutlu Safi Chokim? Mamon Mutlu Safi, you follow Mokhsuk. So I don't understand the Taisus. Who here read the Taisus that things? Taisus says, Vim hayu boyin lach like bina kazakayim hayu chok b'shal misofik. Taisa says that I don't understand. Is a moment with misofik. Let's split. You think Taisa had the eyes on sumchus? What does Taisa quickly say? What does Taisa quickly says? A fiddler rabbana. This is a moment with misofik chok. And you know why? Taisa gives us an eye opener. Taisa says the machlokes sumchus in the rabbana was not whether there is such a concept that Allah called Mamon Mutlu Safi. Everybody agrees that's true. The Machlokes Sumchus in the Ravana was what? Were the Mamon Mutlu Safi Chokin even in the presence of a what? Of Muchzakus. If there's a Muchzak, the Ravana say, sorry, that's not a Mamon Mutlu Safi Chokin, but then you don't say Chokin. And Sumchus said, no, even there you say Chokin. But if there's no Muchzak, Kuleyam on the plea, the Sumchus is right. So therefore, Taisus of the Vasta Beis was free and comfortable to present the question, even with the Rabban. So when the Gemara is tumbling and saying, it's a moment of the Sophic, it's Chokin, Taisus says, yeah, you know why? Because this wall, if it falls down the middle and there's no Muchzok, so then even the Rabban buy into Simchus. So therein begins our Sugya. Our Sugya begins to begin to try to analyze this principle of moment of the Sophic, which Simchus had all expansive, inclusive understanding of, it applies across the board, and the Rabbana chiseled away and said, it applies sometimes, not all the time. Let's take a little bit of a background. If you're a machlokes Simchus and Rabbana, a certain scenario comes up. It's a muchzak, but it's a mamon mutlu b'safek. you were sitting on Din Torah, how would you pass him? You have, there's absolutely no reason under the sun to think that you should follow some person. It's a das yachid. Your entire shas from today till tomorrow is still a das yachid. Right? No shas. So the Gemara tucked away later on about the Nasir. But the Gemara tells us the following did. A guy makes a statement that he's going to give him a ton to his friends. Now why that statement is even binding in the first place is up for grabs. They had a little lump of gossip for that, but not now. He had this in some kind of agreement. He's going to give him a ton to his friend. And he words this father, I'm going to give you a chalik in my bar. I'm going to give you a part of my pit. I have a big pit. I'm going to give you a part of that pit. Now, a week later, they're coming to a Din Torah. What's the problem? It's a very ambiguous phrase. How big is that chalik? How big is that chalik in the bar? Anyone know what the Gemara says? Anyone checked up on the Gemara? Did I put on the Maror Kermis? No? What does the Gemara say? How much of this pit does he get? He gets a quarter of the pit. So the pit is, 100 by 100. He gets a quarter of it. Where did that magic number come from? So the Rashbam on the spot says very, very simple. Rashbam says, we don't know what that word means, chelek mabor. You look up at the dictionary and we see there are two definitions of the word chelek mabor. That phrase, we look in Halakhapedia, what do we mean when we say the phrase chelek mabor? So one possibility is that chelek may mean half. The other possibility is that chelek may mean a what? A minuscule, a kol shel. I'll give you a tiniest portion of tzad, not two by, not even two by nothing, a zero by zero. Zero by one. We don't know what the person had in mind, so we do not know. Either it's basically 0.01 or 50%. What do we do?
Split.
So the Brisa says you split. Stam Gemara says you split. Says the Rashbam on the spot later on in Bava Basra. You know why you split? Because we paskin the halacha like who? Like some of us. Even though this is the classics of Chassid Rebbe, why? It's a moment of the Masafik, but what is there? There's Muchsuk. Who's the Muchsuk? The Bala boy, the guy who owned the pit. The guy who originally owned the pit. He's the Muchsuk. You want to take away more than your share that's Magilacha? You can't do that. So why are we giving you a half of what the... Why are we giving you a Safik? Why are we giving half of what the Safik is? The answer is because we pass like Sumpus. So the Rashbam, startling against all other Rishonim, Rashbam says, I don't care what it says in Bava Kama, what it says in Bava Metzia, what it says in the third Kachet. I don't care what it says all over Shas that Chacham disagree with Sumpus. But there's a stum of the Gemara that says, quotes a Brisa, and the Gemara doesn't question it, and therefore we pass them off like Sumpus. The whole world, all of the Dinamamas changes according to the Rashbam. I mean, don't get so carried away, because even Sumpus accepts Musaf, but we have to wait, you know, a long time for that. Come to Taisus and all the other Rishonim and say, there's no Gemara to support Sumchus. That Gemara never meant in a million years that we follow Sumchus. What that Gemara meant was, it's not a Suffolk. When the Brisa says, what does that mean? There's only one definition of what a chelik babar is. What is the definition of a chelik babar? A quarter. A revia. That's called a chelik babar. If you wanted to give a half, you would have said a chetzi babar. If you wanted to give enough, you would have said, I'm going to give you nothing. The word chelek translates to mean a quarter, finished. So Korms, Taisus, and all the other Rishonim say, that Gemara Bavasra is nice and irrelevant completely to our discussion. So therefore, we're going to put the Rashbam on the back for a little while. We're going to go for Ikvis, Taisus, and all the other Rishonim who say that Sumchus really is not acceptable. The bottom line is Sumchus is not accepted halacha. But even though Sumchus is not accepted halacha, Taisus already told us that if you look carefully in the Gemara, that Sumchus is not accepted in the presence of Muchsukus. But if there's no Muchsuk, then Sumchus Ashita comes back to life even in the Yehuda Chachamim. So when all the dust settles, if I ask you, is there a principle called Mamar Mutl Masafik or not? The answer is kind of, as long as there's no Muchsuk against it. That's the starting point. So we had a little bit of a detour. We said Rashbam took us down the wrong road, but we're back on course. Great. All right, our way's got us back. We had a couple of wrong turns in the Bronx. So we're back on the cross Bronx. We're back heading to the bridge. We know where we're going. We have full confidence that we don't accept Sumchus. Monum b'tu b'sofek against Muchsuk. Not going to help. But in the absence of Muchsuk, will actually be very, very helpful for us. It's that background that's going to set the stage for the beginning of the sugya. And hopefully, next time tomorrow, everyone try to get a look at the riff. I put the riff in the rush, put the rush in Bamatzia and Marmakarmas. Don't we get anywhere near that yet? No, okay, try to get ahead of me. Really going to try to get ahead of me because we have Yesodi Yesodis to talk about. We have Mamish, the Yesodi Yesodis of Sveikas and Mammon, part 2, part 3, part 4, whatever you want to call it. Hopefully, next time tomorrow, we're going to start kicking off from reading from this place. Okay?